Go ahead and find the meditation posture. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now take a really deep breath. Retain the breath. And exhale. And then one more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. Then one more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. Now feel the breath in the whole body. And then exhale. Okay, and now we're going to do a pre-meditation. So now visualize how this meditation will go for you. So that you see yourself meditating. And get the sense that this is going very, very well. This might be a novel experience for you, but this is all an exploration. And now get the sense that you're being really supported in this exploration, in this healing journey. I'm here. You have a bunch of other meditators that are meditating with you, all doing the same work. And now really feel into this sense of support. And now actually smile. And now feel that smile in the body. What a delight. And so now, see the meditation progressing. See it going well. See how you're going to have insight. There are going to be moments of healing, of actual emotional memory reconsolidation. And now there's this upward moving energy, this swelling of the chest. The sense that you have real agency over your life, that you're capable of improving your life. Now feel into that as you see yourself meditating. How wonderful. Okay, very good. Now we'll get into the primary meditation. So imagine that you're a child in between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. Create a totally safe place for you. Maybe a forest, a beach. It can also be a house, an apartment. Now see if you can make this vivid. Notice how the scene really has an impact on your mental state. Notice how the shoulders drop. Certain tensions that release in the body and in the mind. Now really feel that. Good. So now, imagine one or two or even multiple perfect nurturers. Again, these perfect nurturers are perfectly suited to you in every way. So now they approach you. And now what you notice about them is a sweet and trustworthy interest that they have in you. So sweetly interested. And there's something about this interest that they have in you that allows you to settle, to relax. Now really feel into that. And now recognize how that which we like, that which we love, that which we delight in, we keep safe, we protect. So now, in this scene, see how you are safe and protected there with the perfect nurturers. Go ahead and notice that now. So safe, so protected. And now, the way that you feel saved, secure, and protected by the perfect nurturers, it has a real impact on your body. Notice how there might be tensions that are now released due to feeling so safe and secure. Now the perfect nurturers see them. They're so happy that you're feeling more settled. That's right. Really taking in what it feels like to be totally secure and safe in the attachment relationship. And you can feel this in every cell of the body. That's right. And now, notice how the perfect nurturers really take an interest in you, really interested in your mental states and your behaviors, interested in what you're up to. They kind of lean in, tilt the head. Say, oh, what are you up to? What's going on? They might even take a guess as to what you're experiencing. Oh, it looks like you're happy. It looks like you're sad, etc. And they're reasonably accurate about their guess. They're really taking this in. That's right. Keep going. Now, also have them give you physical affection in a way that works for you. Just perfectly attuned to your needs. Go ahead and have that happen now. Develop that scene now. Maybe they hug you, maybe they hold your hand, maybe they cradle you and rock you. Develop the scene. And now notice how there is an opening up and a releasing in the body. You are safe. You are being cared for. You're being supported. Really feel into that now. And now also notice how there is this underlying and pervasive joy and happiness that your perfect nurturers feel towards you. Also, that you're feeling safe, that you're feeling supported. This is a tremendous source of happiness for them. And this is a shared experience between you. The way that they're caring for you reinforces a sense of belonging and connection. You're a little family with the perfect nurturer. Now feel into that. That's right. Really feeling that. Good. So now we're going to keep going. And now, bring up some sort of upset, some sort of suffering. And it's fine if this suffering is from your real adult life and you know, the suffering might not match how you're a child in the scene. That doesn't matter much. But go ahead and bring up this suffering. Something's really unresolved for you. And now let this actually upset you a bit. And now you can do this out loud. Actually give voice, either out loud or silently, to what feels most unfinished about this suffering, about this upset. And now the perfect nurturers are going to listen and respond to you in the scene. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Keep going. Keep giving voice to what is most unfinished. And the perfect nurturers really track what's going on. They sweetly nod their head. They really track your experience. And they also physically soothe you in a way that works for you. Keep developing the scene. Now, one more time, give voice to whatever's most unfinished about this. And like, it is so clear they really get it. They know why you would feel this way. It makes perfect sense to them. And now they respond in just the right way. And now, so see that in the scene right now. That's right. Keep going. Keep responding in just the right way. And now they tell you just the thing that you really need to hear. And now you're starting to feel a little bit better. And now they see that. They're so happy that you're feeling better. And it's such a delight for them to guide you through this. Also, they're totally confident in you. They knew it was just a matter of time before you worked this through. And now you're feeling better and they're feeling better. This is the shared experience. There's actually a synchronization of mental and physical states between you and the perfect nurturers. Now go ahead and feel into that. Really feeling that. And once again, this reinforces the sense of belonging. Okay, good, good. And now, in this next scene, we're going to bring up shame, something that we're ashamed of. And we're going to have an emotionally corrective experience around the expectation of rejection. Okay, so go ahead and bring up something that you're ashamed of, something about yourself or something that you've done. And now feel into how part of this shame is actually expecting that you will be rejected by others due to this. Notice that. Let that come up to the surface of the mind. Oh, I'll be rejected. And now have the perfect nurturers come into the scene. And now feel into the shame. If you're in a room by yourself, you can speak it out loud or speak it silently to them. Take a minute with that. And then one more time, feel how, oh, I expect to be rejected for this. Now, notice how the perfect nurturers are absolutely not rejecting you. They just see this as a piece of suffering that they want to help you work through at your own pace. Now go ahead and notice that. Notice how they're just as present, just as happy to help. Notice how they would never reject you. Really notice that clearly in the scene. That's right. Really feeling into that. And now, go ahead and give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this shame. The perfect nurturers are going to listen attentively. That's right, keep going, keep giving voice. That's right. Keep going. And now notice how the perfect nurturers really get it. And they don't view this as a big deal. Okay, maybe you made a mistake, but this is something that you're going to work through, and they're going to guide you through that patiently, lovingly. And now notice what it's like in the body, be treated this way around something which you would expect to provoke rejection. Notice that. And now notice how it is not met with rejection, rather with understanding and soothing. What's that like in the body? Notice how the body opens and relaxes. That's right. And now, one more time, give voice to what's most unfinished about this source of shame. The perfect nurturers will listen and comfort you. That's right. Keep going. Now notice how they respond in just the right way. They tell you just the thing that you really most need to hear. And now notice how this has a real impact on the body. There's this deep release and letting go, a settling. Feel into that now as they tell you the thing that you need to hear. That's right. Really taking that out. And now notice how you're really starting to feel better now. Feel more settled. And now the perfect nurturers see that. And this is a great delight to them. So happy or feeling better. Now really take that in. But there's this quality of relief, of kind of improving affect, you're feeling better. And then this reinforces the sense of belonging, shared experience between you and the perfect nurturers. See how you really fit in with them. There's a sense of community with them, sense of family. Feel into that now. Notice how even there is a sense of synchronization, entrainment of mental and physical states with them. You're all feeling very good now, very relaxed. What's it like to connect with these perfect nurturers in this way? Know deeply that you can relax and just be yourself. And really feel into that. This deep, deep settling. That's right. Really feeling into that. Okay, good, good. And now, I'll start moving towards the end. But now, so kind of look back. What is it that you've learned here? What are you taking away from this meditation? How is it that this experience colors your life? Equips you with different, more positive expectations of life. Notice that for just a moment. And now, with this new kind of more positive expectations, this ability to respond more freshly, more adaptively to the moment. Now, turn the mind towards your real adult life going forward. And now see yourself connecting with others with great ease. see how others really understand you. And here, this is like imagining others in your real adult life. Others totally get you. Now feel into that. Also notice how you really get them. You understand them. There's a sense of mutual understanding and mutual attunement. Also notice how there's a sense of belonging with others. That's right. And now in the scene, see how there is mutual delight. See how you delight in being with others, and that others delight in you. Now go ahead and see that in the scene. That's right. Keep going. Continuing to develop the scene. Now notice being able to attune with others, being attuned with by others, and then all this mutual delight. This really has an impact on the body. It's the constrictions in the body open up, the shoulders drop. Also, and this is very interesting, notice how your sense of self is impacted. It's more clear that you have a positive sense of a social self. Now feel into that. And now also see how you have an impact on others. So here we're once again, this is a scene from your real adult life going forward. See how you really have an impact on others. Do you feel empowered to make requests? Have others pay attention to you? Also how you're able to predict the responses of others. And now this reinforces a sense of an internal locus of control or self-agency. You have agency and efficacy. Now feel into that. I can have an impact on others. Okay. And now, given these positive experiences and expectations with others, turn your mind towards your personal explorations that you deem important. What are those? What are you interested in life? Bring that to mind. If you like, say it out loud. I'm interested in doing such and such. And now see yourself going after those activities, following through, and being totally supported. Really feel into that. That's right. See how you're going after what you want? There's lots of support from your friends and family. And now notice what it's like to go after what you want, what you're passionate about in life. Really feel that in the body. That's right. Really feel that. Good. And now dissolve that scene. And very briefly, imagine that you step out of the meditation, that you stand up and that you look back over the meditation that we've done together here. What is it that you saw? What are the insights? And now rehearse those insights one more time to yourself briefly. Good, good, good work. All right. Now dissolve that scene. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.